Welcome to Comes Naturally. So before we go into the intro like normal, we're going to go to Michael for the news and business and stuff.
News and business?
Yeah.
There's no news. That's what news the podcast, podcast about.
News. No, no, for the podcast news, though.
Anyway, this podcast is absolutely free. So if you want to show support, there's a couple things we ask you to do. First off, go to the Facebook page. Like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, make sure you continue to keep downloading the podcast. If you get our podcast through iTunes, you can do a couple things to help us out. One, subscribe so the podcast comes to you automatically every Friday when it becomes available, so you don't have to do anything to get it. And two, rate and review the podcast. Just give a good idea to other people who might be looking at it for the first time, a little bit about what it's about and how you like it, things like that. If you get our podcast anywhere else, what's the other app for it? The Android app?
Podcatcher.
Yeah, do that too if you have an Android device. I don't know.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah. I'm not feeling it today.
Obviously.
Let's just put this out. Let's put
just
a minute
the intro.
20.
That's not going to help us at all. Like, yeah. No one's going to want, like, oh, that episode was awful. So
it was an action-packed minute 20 of podcasting.
Started off like they were having a really good amount of fun, and then it just went to news and stuff.
Oh,
and
we didn't start off with the joke.
That's why I was trying to laugh, because you were, like, sitting there. I was like, oh, well, I'll laugh at a joke that no one heard.
I was waiting for the thing to start, and then your laughing screwed me up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was all like, that doesn't come first before the joke. I'm confused.
That was
where
the
are my
joke.
Pants?
Gross. All right, so it comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody, and our special guest today is
Eric.
Yay! Don't yell into the microphone. It's fucking amplified. Fuck. What's wrong with you? All right, so today's episode is off the cuff. We're going to talk about news and shit.
The happenings.
And stuff that's going on.
Not
so,
that shitty M. Night Shyamalan movie. The happenings.
Oh. You didn't have to bring that up. Like,
nah, I did. No Mark Wahlberg was in that. Yeah.
So was John Leguizamo.
Was he?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Because it was awful.
I stopped watching. Why would you do that?
Because that's what
you
I do.
You knew after The Village, M. Night Shyamalan was done. Like, why did you keep watching movies in theaters?
That's because what I do. That's why
you're
like,
a jerk.
He's got hope.
You're the reason he keeps making movies. You're part of the problem.
I went and saw it with Ryan Shelton.
So well, Ryan Shelton's a huge part
well,
of the problem.
Well, that's why I went and saw it, because of him. We saw it for like $5 at AMC Deer Valley.
Doesn't matter. Still put money in M. Night Shyamalan's pocket.
This is the best part. So
you could pirate that thing and probably still put money in his pocket somehow.
Gross. So we saw it, and obviously it was awful. But before, the trailers wouldn't play. Like, the audio would come on, but no video. And I was like, this is like...
What a twist.
The omen.
Like, this is like telling us, like, hey, you shouldn't go, like, see this or whatever. And then when the movie was supposed to start, the audio started, but the trailer video started...
Wow. How do they screw that up at a theater,
I don't
man?
Know. Man. It's AMC, so not that
Somebody
difficult for them.
Somebody just didn't give a fuck.
So then we're going through, and, like, it's just Ryan and us, like me. So I was like, well, one of us should go tell him it's messed up, right? So Ryan's like gets up and goes, I'm sitting there waiting. And then all of a sudden the video for the movie starts playing, but the video for the trailer is still going. So it's like both videos. And I was like,
oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Somebody forgot to turn off the other projector.
Like, I'm so confused what's going on. And then, so he comes back. It all of a sudden stops. And then the slideshow thing comes up. And then the trailers start playing over the top of that. And I was like...
Doesn't help.
That's some buddy on cocaine
Tyler Durden's up there is like, I didn't get a chance to put the dicks in, so I'm just going to fuck the video up. Like, so ridiculous. Anyway, so off the cuff... news and speculation.
Hey guys,
and happenings.
You know who's the worst, like absolute worst people on the whole? Like outside of
Mike,
yeah, outside of actual worst people, like you know the evil people.
So not villains in the real world, but we're talking about people who you wouldn't expect to be a complete dickbag.
You know who the worst, like slimiest, grossest, fucking scum of the universe is?
That son of a bitch, Monopoly Man.
No.
Oh.
Local news anchors.
I did not see that going there.
I brought this up earlier because it
pay the
pisses
fuck attention.
Me off a
well,
lot.
No, I
they're
I
awful. They're cheesy, fake, slimy, spray-tanned motherfuckers. making stupid. Oh God, so they're so gross, dude.
Little context for this: Mike has never watched news before.
No,
and he thought that
CNN once.
Yeah, well, that's because you couldn't find the controller
during the Helsinki incident.
And that was just because of what's his name's voice over well, over CNN.
Mike sees all the shitty scumbag people, like news people from movies, and he's like, that can't be real. Never watched the news until just recently. Well, like,
when I was a kid, I remember having to watch local news when my grandparents were watching it, and I always, like, I never really paid attention. But, like, recently I've been without DirecTV or cable, and so the local news, I'll pop that on every now and then, and they're the fucking worst, dude. All their dumb jokes and shitty fucking
banter back and forth with each
other.
It's
so fake. And you know,
hey, Susan, that's a good story.
they're the worst. It like, I almost booted my TV the other day. Cause, and also, when the raining thing was on, I wanted to see what roads were closed. And, like, they were making this out like, yeah, the floods were bad.
Where's Noah at? We need to get on the ark.
Dude. And they were making like, oh, here in Lake I-10. And then the broads would be like, oh. And it's like, Jesus Christ, man. Like news would be so much better if it was just normal people just saying like, hey, it's flooding on the I-10. Don't fucking go there, dummy, or you're going to end up like these cars that are up to their roof in fucking dirty yuck water.
Because they tried driving through it.
Water? Fucking Ewok news over here.
My car will make it. Into the water.
Dude, I was... No.
Hey, that's weird. That truck stalled over there. Yeah, my sedan will make it.
Fuck it.
my 92 Toyota Corolla will make it. Fucking idiots.
It's like, but it'll float across.
And then like what was even worse is they sent the shitty reporters out on the on location to talk to them. And they're all like, oh, now we're going to throw out to Susie, who's got a good view. And she's like, yeah, as you could see, the water's really deep. Like, that's all she fucking contributed to the whole goddamn conversation.
Oh, okay, we couldn't tell from all the pictures.
Yeah, you couldn't tell from the live feed of
a car,
of a car that's, like, all you could see is the radio antenna from. And that's it. But this broad's got to go out there. I said broad again. I feel angry right now because it's getting me worked up. It's how fucking awful it is.
You should have a wife beater on right now. Broad.
Oh, hey, Ray Rice jersey?
No. Jesus Christ. I reserve broad for the shitty fucking local news broads.
It's like, we're going to go to Ollie Williams for the Blacky Weather Forecast. There's puddles out here. Thank you, Ollie.
I-10's flooded. Thank you, Ollie. Like, that news would be way better. Just give me a chubby black guy on location that just yells at me what's going on. Way better than the shitty fake fucking garbage that happens on the news. And, like, you get the idea, like, as soon as, like, they cut. Like, they're just awful. Like, they, like, literally, they have puppies off camera for them to just kick right when they get done. And then they start fucking just snorting all kinds of drugs. Like, even shit that aren't drugs, like fucking Ajax and stuff, just right to the fucking dome. And then after they get done kicking puppies and snorting fucking Comet cleaner, they just fucking go to a bar and like, never mind. Anyway, guys,
remember that thing we talked about, like making like being like more like positive and stuff on the show?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Obviously,
well, that was positive. He positively hates news, local news anchors.
Wow,
they're the like. Do yourself a favor. Don't watch the local news.
I don't
ever get your news from print somewhere. Like even if it's just internet, just read stories. Don't watch them. They're the worst. So, the more you know. Star, rainbow, inspirational music, NBC primetime. Bam. All right, what?
You've never noticed that before?
I don't look at Master Chief's dick.
Fair enough.
Do you want to give context of what's happening?
No, it's funnier in audio podcast. Okay.
The Destiny logo looks like a cod piece.
No, it looks like Master Chief's cod piece.
But it's still just a cod piece in general.
You're a cod piece in general.
I always thought it looked like a ship. like the top. How would that
look like a ship?
It's fucking hot in here, dude.
That's the top. That's the nose. That's the cockpit, and those are the wings.
Yeah, see, it looks like a ship. Cock.
Cockpit, you weirdo.
It's a cock and balls.
I'm obsessed with Master Chief's dongle. Ah, the Batmobile. The Batmobile.
Did you see that the next Batman game? What is it?
Like June of next year?
Arkham Knight. Yeah. It's June of next year, June 2nd, they announced. They're doing a Batmobile special edition.
Yeah.
I didn't see that until just this
morning.
What
do you mean Batmobile special edition? Like you get
a
Batmobile?
Remember the stat? Yeah, they give you a full size. You remember the statue from Arkham City? Yeah. It's that the same thing, but with the Batmobile. The new one with the crazy fucking wheels and the tank. Dope.
That means I'm going to have to spend $90 on that game.
Was it last year that the F1 game came out with the full size limited edition? There was one collector's edition that actually came with a full size F1 race car with the game.
Yeah, it was like fucking $1 million.
Yeah. But you got an actual F1 race car with the copy of the game.
You realize you bought an F1 race car and got a copy of the game. Like, that's
how it goes. Not you bought the game.
No, you bought the game and got an F1 race car. You should pay attention to what it says.
He bought a car.
No.
And got a $60 game for
it. If you go buy an F1 race car, you don't get a game every time. He bought a game that came with an F1 race car.
Correct.
Gross.
Still doesn't sound right.
Yeah, the math is off on that one.
Yeah,
the math is off.
Yeah, there was only one copy of it, and I don't know if it ever sold.
Well, that actually is a good question. But there was also what was the name of that game?
Yep.
Saints Row. They did the $1 million edition.
Yeah.
Did that ever sell?
Did it cost $1 million?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
What came with that?
That's clever.
That was the one that came with the statue.
And then there was like training courses, I think it was on like how to shoot guns or something like that. And there was a couple of other things.
How to beat people with giant purple dildos.
That probably was included in there, yeah.
One of the greatest weapons in a video game ever.
True.
The dubstep gun, too, was pretty dope.
Yeah. Especially when you got that powered up all the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was ridiculous, dude. The car started bouncing, like the hydraulics and stuff. Oh, it's fantastic. Anyways,
talking about games, I was just gonna mention. Finally, got to play Destiny. Finally, a good game on the new systems.
You're a bitch. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue going.
Wow. But I'm just happy that there's finally a good game and a new game out for both the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. And that game looks amazing and is a lot of fun to play.
That's all right.
Yeah. Okay. You gonna go through that again? Mister,
he's downplaying.
I didn't buy it.
Ask Eric what I did to him yesterday.
What did Cody do to you yesterday?
I sent him a text asking him if he bought Destiny, and he sends back, "No, fuck that game." I'm like, dude, I thought you were gonna buy it. You asked me a couple months ago what I was gonna pre-order it for, and he goes, "Yeah, you must be mistaken. You must be thinking of Josh." I'm like, what the hell, dude? You said you were gonna buy this game, and he goes, "I didn't. I bought this instead," and then sends me a picture of Destiny.
He goes, "I hadn't bought it yet. I was in line."
I hadn't, because he texted me right when I was in line picking it up. It was funny.
I was like, "You're that."
Because there's no context in text messages, and Eric always looks for the worst in the text message.
Yeah.
So like, it made it really funny because I knew he'd act that way. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Global Gabe over here.
Global Gabe.
But yeah, it's a good game. I stayed up way too late last night playing. I know you did as well.
Cody stays up all night to get lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
To see what magic he can perform.
Stays up all night to see the sun. Your experience so far, not very much in the game.
Right. But like I said, from what I've played so far, I would say, as you said, it plays very much like Halo, but it has a very much a Call of Duty feel to it as well. I think it's a lot more faster pace, a lot of fun. The enemies definitely move a lot faster and are a lot better shots. Yeah. But so far, I'm really, really liking it.
And much like a Borderlands-type game, there is no level difficulty to choose from.
Yeah.
So like Halo and Call of Duty, they'll be like noob level and like medium normal level. Like, hey, hard level, and then like, hey, you're gonna die if someone breathes on you level, you know? Oh wait, no, that was Wolfenstein. This one literally has none. You start the game, you make your character, you go into the game. And then as you level up, just like in Borderlands, your higher level denotes the difficulty of the bad guys. Because you'll run into, like, I ran into this one where you went down, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go down this little thing, like one of the first like times, like missions where I get to roam around. I was like, I'm gonna go down here because like this is gonna find some cool stuff right here, right? Turn a corner, and like these dudes come up and they don't have a level. Like normally when you see a bad guy in it, it gives you a little square above their head with their life bar and a level, like one or two or whatever. Nope, two question marks. And I was like, this can't be good. And the ghost that's with me, a little like robot thing that, you know, that's just a companion in the game, goes, we should get out of here. And I was like, I'll kill these guys. I shot one. He shot me. I was dead.
Yeah.
No, like, oh, almost dead. I literally dropped to the floor and says, respawning in? I was like, oh, double question marks is a level. Probably not a good choice. It's like, if I had a scouter from Dragon Ball Z, it would have been like 9,000 plus. Yeah, I was like, well, that's I'm fucked. So I was like, I'm gonna avoid that area until my level says question mark on it because fuck those guys. And then another part of the level, I went down and I was going and I was like, oh, cool, because that's like kind of in the area I was supposed to go for the mission. And I was like, oh, like there's some bad guys, so like I saw them. I was going down there because I thought it was where I had to go, but I had to go somewhere else. I went down there and I go down this big stairs and I turn the corner and I see the exact same type of area. I was like, nope, back up. Before I saw anybody, I was like, I'm out.
But I love those guys. Choices that they give you as far as, you know, what you can pick from. And then even in the game, when you get to the part where you can pick your armor, your gun, you're not just stuck with a gun. You get to choose from four different ones. Same thing, loot chests seem to just randomly generate what's in there, different weapons. So, like I said, so far I think it's a very, very, very good game. Finally a good game that's been out. And the last good game came out at the launch. And there hasn't really been a...
Which one?
I would say the last good one that I played was probably... Yeah, I don't think I bought... the Lego Hobbit was okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't... That wasn't a game made for the newer consoles.
Right,
that
it was just one game. But it was one to fill time until
something
good came.
You would have the same enjoyment if you played it on the 360 versus the one.
Yeah.
Like this, I guarantee... Like, I haven't played it on the 360 because I'm not stupid. but, like, it looks... And amazing. Feels amazing on the newer consoles. And it's the first time that I've played any of the games that come out on it that I was like, oh, okay. Like, even Dead Rising was fun, but it could have been a 360 game. The scope obviously would have been a lot smaller on the 360 because
same thing. Assassin's Creed was out on the 360. Yep. It just looked a little better on the Xbox.
Exactly. This one feels like it's a next gen game for the first time. Like, it's pretty awesome. And the online integration, like, I was kind of worried of how it would work out, like, when you're just running through. Because they say, like, it's always online.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're running through, all of a sudden you're on a map and you're doing a mission and other people are there.
Yeah.
And they're doing something completely different. And it's not, there's no, like, load time, there's no lag. Like, when you're playing Borderlands, I realize that's a comparison to that is bad because obviously it's on an older console and it's running on last gen technology and everything, but when someone joins you, there's like this lag of like trying to get the, you know, you can't start the level until they're in, you know. This, I'm just running through and people just pop in, like, they literally, you can see them drop in from their ship, and I was like, holy shit, like, that's crazy. And then they just go out and go like this. It's just seamless how it drops in. It's crazy. And like they'll start shooting at the bad guys with you and like that, and then run off and do their own thing. And then I finally got to one of the, like, the do whatever you want missions, where it's not like a story mission. It's just like you run around and there's different, like, you find these little beacons and they give you objectives to do. And I just kind of, teamed up with these other people that were there. Like, Jedi Master was one of them, which was hilarious.
And it looks like you can set up groups so when they are online.
You can, you can join together. Right,
yep.
But, like, this was like, we were all playing and doing the same things. And, like, I don't know if when I started a mission, if they knew what the objective was, but they were helping me do a lot of it, other than, like, there's one part where I had to go and scan, and I had to do it myself. But then I realized, like, I think they were just there trying to level up and just have fun killing people. Because, like, what will happen is, instead of, like a Call of Duty where if you don't advance, the bad guys just keep flooding out, and it's always been, like, the Call of Duty name things. Like, if you don't move ahead, they're just going to keep coming. What happens is you clear an area, a dropship just comes the fuck in, and you can't wait. Like, I was like, I'm just going to wait till these motherfuckers drop, and I'll just shoot them. Like, right? Nope. The motherfucking dropship drops bombs that just destroy you if you're too close. You can't spawn camp them. I was like, well, if you have a sniper, I'll just stand back and wait till they land. But, like, you can't just be underneath the ship just waiting to shoot them, because it drops these bombs that devastate you, and they bounce around blowing up shit. I was like, holy shit. But, yeah, he's running around. It was awesome. It's super seamless. Like, load times in between, like, when you're going through are long.
But they're still not as bad as some of the other games.
Oh, not at all, no.
The load times in Assassin's Creed are ridiculous.
Yeah, so it's a pretty impressive game. Like, bravo, Bungie, for not haloing it up on this one.
Yeah.
Because Like, I did have a fear for a long time it was just going to be Halo, you know, with, like, a different skin on it. And there's parts of it you can see, like, it still has the Halo look. Like, the bad guys are, in a way, are kind of, well, not Halo-ish, but, like, it have, like, a kind of a feel to it. And there's, like, that overall Bungie look to everything. Like, the ghosts look like, the like, even, like, the little orb fucker from Halo. Orb fucker. What's it called?
I don't remember. I
wasn't he who Halo fucks fan. Orbs?
No, orb fucker, like... Not oh, the action is of an fucker. Orb. Yeah. Yeah.
The Arbiter. The
Arbiter. Yeah. No, is it Arbiter? No, that's the Arbiter. The Arbiter's the one. The Construct? No. What the fuck? Anyways, if you play Halo, it's a little fucking glowy orb guy that's like an asshole in the first game. And then like you see him in the second game, you're like, oh, he's going to be better. No, he's still an asshole in this game. So he's just you should shoot him. That's all you should do.
Shoot him.
But you have those as your companion in the game. Like he's your link to... like your heads up display and all that fun stuff like that, but it has that very feel to it where it's a it talks to you and like has that movement like he did and like the face is a glowy little spot on it, you know, things like
I'm
that.
I'm just glad there's not a lot of crap all over your heads up screen too. So when you're looking,
oh, it's very basic, yeah, because you're not wearing a heads up, you're not wearing like a mask, so like you have a pretty rudimentary
wide range of what you can see.
Scanner in the top corner, your life bar doesn't stay completely on the screen, so if you're not being damaged, it's not taking up. But if you're taking damage, you'll see it go down.
Yep.
Things like that. It's pretty cool. And then your level up bar is like just a small little bar at the bottom that builds up green, and you have
your health bar only comes up when you get hit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
and then it disappears.
Regenerative health or
Yeah.
So as long as you back off.
And it's got an overshield, much like Halo and Borderlands does, where like it gets to a certain level and it breaks down, and you take more damage.
As you add and take away pieces of your armor. You see your armor.
And you see the bar gets more lines where it like goes down. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So just weapons are pretty fun.
Switching
so far.
Stuff up and adding pieces and taking pieces away can raise and lower.
Right.
And it's got the RPG element too. Is depending on the armor you use for your feet, your hands, your chest, and your head and stuff. Well, actually, some of them have attributes that add to your skills. Like I got some chest armor that add like 13 to. My melee and stuff, but it also had like armor can upgrade as you use it and stuff, and so eventually it filled up the upgrade and I can upgrade it. And now I can hold more ammo for a certain type of gun.
Like you can buy the armor from the other classes too.
They're not specific. The stuff's not specific.
There's three guys in the room. One guy specifically sells you hunter armor. One guy sells the titan armor, and the other guy sells.
You just can't use it though because it even says like hunter class only. But then like there's cool because when you go, it only shows the stuff for you. Like at the actual vendors and
so
stuff.
So when you're in there.
And you only find stuff for you. So you're like, unlike Borderlands, you're like going through like, oh, cool, I found this awesome shield that I can't use because it's only good for.
And you can use any of the guns, you know? So.
Yeah, the guns are pretty dope. So far, I've only got like five. But
I've got two.
The fucking pistol is fucking retarded. Like, I don't even have a special up. Like, I don't even power up. Like, I'm not a. Not the hunter. What's the middle one? I can't remember.
There's the titan, the hunter,
titan.
And.
Titan has a power up. One of the power ups is you can. You power up and it gives you a fucking like a flaming pistol, like that you shoot, does like damage. And I was like, oh, I see this guy like Jedi Master, that's what he was. And he does it and he just powers up like Super Saiyan, and it glows orange. Yeah. And like he's get all of a sudden this like flaming gun shows up in his hand. And he starts fucking murdering people, right? So I got the gun and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be like him. And it does, it's fucking murder. I was like, six shots at a time and it reloads pretty quickly, but fuck, this does a lot of damage. And it's like, not even that powerful of a gun because I'm only level 4 or 5 now.
Each class has its own type of grenade.
Yeah.
And its own type of specialty weapon, which makes it even crazier. So if you're doing one of the missions where it's three people can play and you have one of each class, you can do a lot of different kinds of damage.
Wreck shit.
Yep.
Oh, and if you're playing the game and you have a friend who's a level 9 and you are level 1 or 2 or something like that where you're not very close, don't play with them. On their missions, because I watched the guy die like 17 times because he's going against level 9 people and they're just tearing him apart.
The same in Borderlands.
Yeah, it's like, don't do that. If you're going to do it, do your story missions, because your story missions will, he will still be able to wreck shop, but you won't die really quickly. Yeah.
Do you share experience then?
No.
So it wouldn't really help you if you
were
lower
level
character.
The benefit is the fact there's a fuck ton of enemies wherever you go.
Yeah, they just help you clear them out faster.
Yeah. But you like so
no,
if
I'm saying no, what's like the benefit with the level 1 or 2 playing on the level 9? Like is,
if you don't share
are
XP,
you, are you like looting shit? Like what?
Yeah, like but the thing is if the cool thing about it is if you get to a loot chest, unlike in Borderlands, so one of the big things in Borderlands, the thing is if you're playing with someone at a higher level, if they open the loot chest or whatever, there's the loot that comes out of it is usually closer to their level. So you can get some higher powered stuff. You can't use until you're that level, but you can get some nice stuff.
Or you can sell them for a lot
of money. Or sell them for a lot of money. In this one, the loot only generates out of it when you open it. So if we're all four playing and Joe opens it, on my screen, it doesn't look like he opens it. It stays shut until I go over there and actually open it, and then I get what's in it too.
Oh, okay.
And it generates something for your class. Like, I won't get a Titan armor. I'll get something for a Warlock.
It's specific, yeah. So, like, when we were doing the one mission we've done, he got a shotgun when he opened up the first loot chest. I got a sniper rifle.
Yeah. It was crazy. I was like, well, that's nuts. Because, like, normally, like, in those games, those loot-type games, it's whoever gets to it first. And it's always been that way in those games.
If it's money and experience, everybody shares it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know about this one because I haven't played with anybody. Like, in my group, yeah, I played with other people, and it's because that's when I first noticed a dude ran over. I was like, oh, that motherfucker got to it first. And I could see him, like, standing there, and I was like, he's not going to open it. And then I see him switch to a different gun. I was like, I think he just got that. And then I walk over and open it, and I was like, holy shit, like, it's not separate. So I wonder if it's going to be different if we're playing as an actual group. If it's different, but I when you were and same thing. There's things you can collect, like there's these little ghosts you can resurrect or whatever. I don't know what they do yet because I've only found two of them. But I saw a guy go over there. And I was like, oh, he got that before me too. And he walked away and was still sitting there. I was like, all right, I went over there, boom, I did it, and then it, on my screen it was gone.
And enemies don't drop weapons. All they drop is ammo.
Yeah.
So the only weapons you get are what you find and what you have in your inventory.
Which is weird because I did get a newer gun during the free play, and I don't remember opening a chest to get it. I just had I went in my inventory because I was on the Switch. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go back to using my pistol because I'm in close quarters and it just fucking ruins people. Yeah. And then it's like I had a fourth gun in my thing. I was like, what the fuck gun is this? And it was an awesome assault rifle that just, as you held the trigger down, it was fully automatic. It just, this rate of fire sped up. Oh, just wrecked people. I was like, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it's an amazing game. Loving it so far. Yeah,
so far. I haven't only played it for maybe a couple hours or so. But yeah,
it is nice to finally have a good game for the next gen system.
Yeah, it's pretty goddamn fun so far. Joe, I know you got something. No? Mm-hmm. Thought you wanted to bring some up.
No.
No?
Nothing? No.
Nothing?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. I was just looking at stuff.
Oh, gotcha. Michael, anything else?
Yeah.
I'll proceed.
Okay. So back, local news is...
No!
No? Okay. I was just kidding. No, I was reading a couple things popped up that I thought was pretty cool. And they're all just rumors and speculation at this point. But it seems as the big rumor floating around for Marvel Universe stuff right now is Drax is supposed to have a huge role in Avengers 3.
Really?
Yeah. And they're like, what's for real is they're redoing Batista's contract because he was such a popular character and they want him to be a bigger piece going further into the universe. So, wrestler dude making it big time, getting big money.
Not in a shitty fucking movie.
And then
he's not in a Marine movie.
Ugh, Marine gross.
20. You know what I was listening to him on a podcast with somebody else and they were talking like he left WWE and they like he wanted to try the movie thing out. And the WWE had one of their movies. And they're like, we're gonna put you in it. And he's all, nah.
I'm good.
A dude that wants to do movies had the foresight. Like, nah, I'm not going to do your movie.
Well, I could do good movies.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to go out and do something else. That's pretty funny. But Batista blowing up and getting his contract redone. Hopefully, obviously, he'll be part of Guardians 2. But they're saying a big role for him, a pivotal role in Avengers 3.
It is supposed to be when Thanos joins the group, yeah. So
that should be like the big, that'll basically be the wrap up movie for like this Marvel Avengers world as we know it.
Yeah,
because like there's even rumors that Iron Man 4, when it happens, will be not Robert Downey Jr. Won't be Tony Stark, right?
Yeah, because they said that Iron Man 4 is not in the works right now.
Right. So I'm guessing Avengers.
Oh, and they came out and said, did you see anything about Captain America?
Mm-mm.
Chris Evans said came out and said that he will not be hanging up the shield. He will be Captain America.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Because they're always alluding to him being taken out or whatever. But he said that even if someone does take over as Cap, he will come. He's not giving up the character.
Okay, he's not passing on. It won't be somebody else doing it because Evans is not playing it. It'll be
He's not giving up Steve Rogers. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So like Cap's not like he's gonna continue to be Captain America even if in the movies at one point he's taken out or whatever. You know, like he will always come back.
I'm really, I know it's years off, but I'm really interested to see how that works because you know the Marvel movies are going to go on forever now. And so that means characters are going to have to get replaced, and which is fine because it happens in comics, but it's going to be weird. Like, who do you have take over as Iron Man when Stark hangs it up? You know what I mean? Like,
it's a dude in a suit, essentially. So Eric volunteered.
But it's not the character,
Iron Man is not the character everyone goes to see movie. It's Tony Stark.
No, that's what I'm saying. But who's gonna play it? Who's gonna be the new Tony Stark?
Or do you have a new character?
You have a new character, but
if you have a new character, there's no, as far as I know, there is no other character that has really been Iron Man.
Yeah, Rhodey,
but he's Iron Patriot.
War Machine,
Iron Patriot, but that's a different character within that universe. Guys, he's not.
You guys
Iron
just
Man.
Remind me of Iron Man 3. Like you're like Iron Patriot. You're a War Machine.
War Machine's a way better name. But yeah. What I'm saying is like that would be the easy jump. You know what I mean? Because like, he runs the suit. Right. But
no, I know.
But
the
thing is,
they're
setting it up because now that Tony doesn't have the arc reactor in his chest. He's going to make the suits, just like he was in the third one, usable for anybody. So technically anybody can do it. Because unlike the comic books where he builds something into his body with using Extremis to actually control the suits differently, he didn't do that. He just fixed his body.
Right.
So anybody could take over because he can build the suit anyway. So I don't know who would take over, but like...
But that's the point. It's going to be a hard sell because people got used to if it's an Iron Man movie, you're going for the charm of Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark because that's right. The best, probably the funnest character in the universe.
Really is.
Well, Mark Ruffalo is pretty awesome.
Ruffalo's great. Nah.
The fuck was that?
Nobody cares about Mark Ruffalo at all, ever. Nobody.
I like Mark Ruffalo, but he's not Robert Downey Jr.
Nobody is like, oh, you want to go see that new Mark Ruffalo movie?
That's because it was like about dysfunctional families and stuff. But I didn't say that. I said Mark Ruffalo from the Avengers. That's what I said out loud just now. He's like, no one cares. He was awesome in the Avengers.
He was fine. He walked around and then turned into the Hulk, and that's when people fucking gave a shit.
Walked around.
And then he got angry and
because he's always
he's
angry.
Always angry.
That's
he's
a secret.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah. Apparently, two people didn't actually pay attention to the movie. Go ahead. Anyways, you're saying.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like it's gonna be hard to have a character, and every character because I'm sure they're gonna just introduce different. You know, Marvel characters to kind of form a new Avengers later on. But, like, for the people who are just taking over mantles, like, someone's going to take over the Iron Man mantle. Someone's going to take over the Thor mantle, maybe Cap at one point. It's like, how do you sell those standalone movies when it's a new person, you know, taking over the mantle? It's going to be a hard sell. But Marvel has done a great job with casting so far. Yeah. So, interesting. Interesting.
What do you think of the news of proposed Captain Marvel or Miss Marvel, whichever way you want to put it?
Miss Marvel? I didn't hear about that.
What? Yeah. So a script leaked that was essentially like verified as being a real thing, and it had an end credit scene, so a stinger scene, with the appearance and cinematic appearance of Captain Marvel. Like I was like, what?
That's gonna be nuts.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's basically their Superman, you know?
In a way, yeah. Yeah. Just like, with ability to shoot magical light beams out of her hands.
And boom.
Fucking beat the shit out of people. I was like, if that happens to the screen, I'd be like, I what now? Like,
then they had,
blowing my head up.
Real Steel sequel might be
happening. Yeah, Rock'em Sock'em Robots 2.
That'd be pretty dope.
I like that. As long as their heads go up, I'll be okay with it.
That didn't really happen.
No.
Dude, a little bit. That one robot, when he uppercut him, he goes, but he didn't, like, shoot off. But it'd be awesome if they had a robot that did.
Just goes up 6 feet and hangs there.
Like, if the spine, like, the robot spine went up with the head, I was like, oh, that's it. Because, you know, it's just Rock and Sock and robots. Like,
that's where they get it from. Nah.
Shut up, Eric.
That'd be dope. I liked Rock'em Sock'em Robots. I liked Real Steel a lot. I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yep.
I liked it.
A bunch of people were like, oh, it's a fucking movie about fighting robots. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's actually about a father and a son bonding.
Over
fighting robots.
It was over the top with Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
It's like a mix between Rock'em Sock'em Robots, Rocky, and Over the Top.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
like... He was a boxer, not a truck driver. That's fucking stupid. Like, why would they copy that?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. I enjoyed it a lot. Like, I even teared up a little bit. Like, I was like,
You cry at things all the time.
Fuck off,
all
right?
Your old age, man. You've been getting soft, bro.
You're getting soft. You motherfucker.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. That's
anyways,
top statement. 5 movies that make Cody cry.
Oh, that's not a long enough list, sir.
I know mine's really bad too.
like
shit that shouldn't make you cry. Like I remember like getting really close to crying during the Lazaretic movie.
Wow, fucking that goddamn dog scene
when they killed the dog.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was just like, I don't even like dogs that much.
And I'm a dog person, dude. Like, I remember, like, looking around in the theater, like, this is a Riddick movie. Like, this is a Vin Diesel movie. I shouldn't be feeling the way I'm feeling right now.
The only reason you should be crying in a Vin Diesel movie is because it's that bad. But, like,
Vin Diesel,
I paid for this. Like, I cried during Babylon AD, too, but that was because I paid money to watch it.
You paid money to see it in the theaters? Yeah. I knew it wasn't. I bought the Blu-ray for $5.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh.
I just watched it on TV.
It's a partially enjoyable movie if you watch the director's cut. If you watch the regular one, it makes no fucking sense.
Makes no sense. There's some cool like action sequences and shit in it.
I hadn't seen the regular one, and because I had bought the... I don't remember who told me, like, oh, check it out. It's pretty cool because I like sci-fi movies, and it's pretty sci-fi, obviously. So I was like, I'll check it out. And like we had it at work for like $5. I was like, yeah, I'll get this for $5. Like, not that bad, right? It's like $5. Watched it, I was like, yeah, it's a pretty enjoyable movie. Then like one time I was flipping through the channels, and I saw it. On like one of the pay channels, I was like, I'll watch it now. I enjoy that movie. I have nothing to do. Watch it. I'm watching. I'm like, wow, they butchered the fuck out of this. If it wasn't the director's cut, I was like, Jesus, this makes no goddamn sense.
There's not a lot of times where the director cuts is better because usually the director cuts, especially
45
with, like,
seconds of extra footage,
or even like comedies too. I realize like
unrated.
They're so bad because it's like it doesn't flow and it's choppy and it feels like they're forcing
except for Sex Drive.
Yeah.
Sex Drive
made no fucking sense. Because
it was just random stupid crap.
Just dicks everywhere and like titties in the background. Yeah. It's essentially a 2-hour gag reel.
Yeah, it was.
It was just ridiculous but funny.
And they even remember they warned him too, like when the unrated version
If you haven't seen the actual movie, do not watch the unrated one. Yeah. Watch the regular one, then come back and watch the unrated. It's like, what?
Yeah, and they tell you this will make no sense if you haven't seen the actual movie. Like they left like like
the story out.
Yeah, like that, or I remember when towards the end where the guy's older brother who's played by
James Marsden.
Yeah.
Cyclops,
yeah. He comes like he kicks into the door and the brother turns around and goes, Cyclops.
In the movie.
Yeah. And they left that scene in and it just shows Marsden laughing and walks off. I was like, oh, this is the best thing.
So like
ever.
He didn't break it, like he didn't like the whole like part of him coming in to beat his ass was skipped over.
Yeah.
Then they because also had scenes. That.
And then they go back to him like fighting him. I was like, the
okay.
fuck?
Don't you see the cameras a couple times too?
Oh, you see cameras and boom mics and like director's chairs.
You
at
see
one point.
Past the like, fucking set on a couple scenes?
Just
like you're
randomly.
Like,
but they leave it in like it's not even there.
there's scenes where like you could tell the scene's over and they're like talking to each other and the camera just follows them and they leave that in there.
So you know like the
watch this movie.
Like the big thing for like in Spaceballs and like I'm trying to think how many times he did it in other movies. Like Spaceballs had it, Robin and Men in Tights had it where like they cut to like they do something in the action where like you see someone like from this, that's part of the crew.
Yeah.
Like in Spaceballs, he slices one of the sound guys, you know.
Yeah.
And then like in and then Robin Menentice stabs through the window and he gets a donut, you know, that sort of thing. It's like that, but like they didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Like in Spaceball stuff, that was part of a gag. Like,
yeah, that's a running movie. Gag, and especially with Mel Brooks movies. Yeah. It happens a lot. But
yeah, it's like in this one, like it's literally they're just trying to get it on film, and like someone just walks past where it's supposed to go. So you see like a guy in a chair, like, like he's just like dancing because like he knows he's not supposed to be on camera. It's super funny. And that's the movie. Like, that's what that's the unrated movie they gave you. It's like,
the random titties that just pop up here and there.
Oh, yeah. And it's not even like real, like, people that were there. Like, they'll, like,
photoshopped in.
Yeah, photoshop in, like, a girl walking in the background naked.
Okay.
And there's
so
scene.
No one reacts to it because it's really not there when they're filming.
It's just a computer image of a girl, and then, like, she waves and walks off. Like, just, in the random. Middle of, like, a dialogue scene.
Yeah.
And then the one that got me the most was when the chubby
the
white
big black dong.
Yeah, there's a chubby white dude in it, and he's running through a cornfield like he's naked. He's running. You have to see the movie. He's running in a cornfield. He's running away, and you just see him from the chest up, and then it cuts to a waist down, and it's he's you could tell this dude's like a 6'5" black dude with this giant cock just bouncing from leg to leg, and then it cuts back to the short chubby white guy, then it cuts back to the giant black dick, and then it cuts, like it keeps cutting back and forth.
it's like a stunt cock.
Stunt cock.
It's like Sharknado, like, where they use multiple helicopters for the same
thing. Yeah, exactly. But hilarious. It's fantastic. So definitely check Sex Drive unrated.
I
have
no clue it was anything like that.
Oh yeah, have you seen Sex Drive?
No, I've never seen it because
the movie's
like,
great in itself.
First off, it's a fantastic raunchy comedy. Like, it's what those R-rated teen movies should be, but they never.
It's not
get
really
there.
Like there's teens in it, but it's not really like a teen movie. Like how you think
it's,
of them,
it's fantastic.
Fun. It is a fun movie.
The unrated. So when it came out, I was like, I'm gonna own this because it's fucking awesome. I'm gonna watch it over again. And I got and you get the unrated one. It has both on it. So I was like, oh cool, I'm watching unrated. And I saw the thing. And I was like, you don't see that too often. It tells you, hey, if you haven't seen this, the real movie, don't watch this. I'm like, okay, cool. I watched it. And I was like, why is it just dong and titties? Like, what happened to the movie? Like, and then I realized like. They did it literally as a gag, and it's literally just a, like it's pieced together gag reels the entire time. It's fantastic.
It's good stuff. But you have to watch the original just to know what the movie is.
You get context of what's actually being torn apart in the unrated one. Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I think the greatest thing in that movie is the sarcastic Amish people or person.
Well, Seth Green. Seth Green's so good in it.
Just Rock awesome. Singer! Every time something. Yeah, it's fantastic. The one girl's fucking face plants.
Yeah.
Like she's Rush Bigger. Oh, it's fantastic.
What was it? It was there because he fixed the car and he was like, oh yeah, well, you know, we
like just fixing people's cars
and just because we're nice and not charging them the $4,000 it cost in parts and labor to do it.
The guys are
like, well, do you want me to pay you? No, it's fine. Us Amish people will just do these kind of things for people all the time for no reason.
He's like, well,
and he just stares at them.
He tells him he'll come back and work on the farm. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Oh
sure
yeah,
will.
Yeah, sure.
No,
sure.
I will. Oh yeah.
Oh, let's hold our breath. Everybody together.
It's just funny.
Yeah, it's fantastic. One of Seth Green's greatest cameos besides Howard the Duck.
That's right.
Yeah, Howard the Duck.
Real Steel 2 is how that started.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a perfect circle. Look, Real Steel, Sex Drive.
Yeah.
Right there. Right there. And then you come back around.
Because Cyclops was in Sex Drive. And Wolverine was in Real Steel. So, boom.
So, facto, go fuck yourself.
2 degrees to get to Real Steel.
It's the circle of comics, bitches.
It's the circle of X-Men.
Good job.
And Famke Jensen played a tranny in Nip Tuck. So, there you go.
No.
Yeah. She's and also a werewolf.
Nip Tuck had Dr. Doom.
See? Now we're going to shitty comic movies.
Yep.
All right. Because Christian was...
I get it.
Did you watch Nip Tuck?
No, I don't want
to. Oh, such a good show.
Weird, dude. I remember the first episode, they stabbed this bitch in the forehead with a needle.
Which they don't
like
stab
it, but it's like, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah, there's some fucked up. There's some shit in that show that will like what, like the lady uses her kid's semen as a skincare.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm not even fucking joking, you dude. That's like a thing that happens in that show. She's like, how do you look? Like you look so youthful and young. And she blatantly goes, oh yeah, I use my son's semen as a lotion. Yep, not even fucking kidding you.
But how does she get the semen?
I don't.
She has her kid jerk off in a jar.
Or on her face if they're pressed for time.
I don't think that actually ever came up in the show.
She uses Jerkins lotion.
Literally. Yeah.
Wow.
Mike find that way too funny. Like he's like, ah. That was funny.
It's just gross.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah.
Made me laugh, though.
Yeah, where do I sign up to watch this show?
Oh, Nip Tuck was amazing.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on television anymore.
Oh, no. It's
it was only like 3 or 4 seasons, right?
No, it was six.
Really?
Wait, yeah, because by season five, they moved to LA.
After two.
Oh, dude, you missed some of the best stuff, dude. Yeah, that show got fucking awesome. Well, sixth season was, that's why they canceled it, but. Or ended it.
Last season of most TV shows are pretty shitty, usually.
Yeah.
Usually.
I'm trying to finish True Blood because I'm worried. I keep reading that the season finale is actually really good.
I heard the season sucked big balls.
No, last season sucked. This season's actually getting pretty good.
Oh,
because fucking people are just. They're killing people. In dumb fucking ways, but it's pretty intense. And the weird is you're getting like certain characters' backstories that have been in since the first episode, and you're finally getting some like backstory. I'm like, isn't it a little fucking late to give us some reasons to actually like this person? You know Probably. What I mean? Like,
and what's her fuck was Rogue in the X-Men?
Boom,
boom! Put a nice little bow on that.
I'm gonna name this episode "Circle of X-Men."
Yeah, Circle of X-Men.
6 degrees of X-Men.
Yeah, well. 6 degrees of X-Men. Hey.
Keep that, your fucking masturbating stories out, all right?
That Jesus. Makes it sound like we were having a circle jerk while talking about X-Men. Nobody wants to listen to that podcast.
Just a bunch of smacks and groans.
Oh. Yeah. It's way too hot in here, too.
it'd be hotter. Like, literally. Like, just four man building up.
Why does this room smell like sex and X-Men?
Hey, why does this room smell like sex, desperation, and X-Men movies? What's going on in there?
We're making lotion for Mike.
Oh. Keep his skin nice and tight.
This took a weird turn.
Oh, I forgot. My drink's gone.
Too bad.
No drinks for you, fuckface.
Weak old water, if not older.
All right, so I guess that's...
Anybody else have anything?
Nah, man.
Pictures of the Batmobile on set of Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, those look really nice.
Super awesome. Hopefully it looks as awesome on film as it does on still pictures, because they show the cockpit open and it splits like a kind of gull wings, but like, it's fucking
nuts. Like, it's seeing a better picture of it than, because we saw the black and white one.
The one from the back, yeah. And then the one from the front with him standing next to
this,
it.
This one looks like it's a mix between like the classic... ideal Batmobile sign and the Tumbler.
Yeah,
like,
seeing the bigger pictures of it, it does look like the Batmobile from Arkham Knight.
That's good.
With the multiple tires and things.
Awesome.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just not as big. It looks like it's thinner. It doesn't look like as much like a tank like that one does, but it looks a lot like it. Like it's pretty awesome. But it like, just looks like I feel bad for the guy who has to design it, because like, I thought the Tumbler was a pretty hard build to make
you
a
feel
functional.
Bad for those guys?
Well,
those
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But having to up their game every time, like, because it literally looks like someone took Tim Burton's Batmobile, like the classic one, Tim Burton's, and made the Tumbler fuck it in its engine, and then it had to squirt out this fucking new one because it is ridiculous. But it does not have a giant fin on it that takes out chain link fences.
Thankfully.
And no neon lights. It's black.
No neon?
No neon lights, thankfully.
Joe's bummed out about no neon on the Batmobile.
I'd walk down to that set right now, and I'd just start hammering those neon lights. No.
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 Hey, you fix this problem. No.
No neon lights.
Just drives around with broken lights. It sparks. It's like, just
it'd be
better.
Sparks,
much,
sparks
much
are better,
better
than neon on
than
the
neon lights.
What about if the hubcaps were just the bat symbol? With that, they didn't rotate, remember? Where the wheels went around and it stayed there?
I'd be relatively okay with that as long as they didn't glow.
Oh,
which they didn't in that, but yeah.
No, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, they remember because you'd sit in there. That's where the light came from, on the wheels.
Joe,
we can go back and watch them again.
No.
Hey, let's watch them again. Yeah. No, it's not.
Not cool.
Not cool, bro. Not
cool.
Bro. Any other news?
I will say about the next Batman versus Superman movie is that a while ago there were rumors of what the script was going to be about, and it had to deal with the carnage that Superman,
the damage that he and
Zod did to the city. So, I would actually be really interested. I do want to see that side of the story.
Cause oh, of course, yeah.
It seems to be something that a lot of, you know, superhero movies, especially when they do skip such over. Big, yeah, they do such big
well,
damage,
that's what
and then
put,
they kind of
put
skip
him on
over
Batman's
it.
Radar.
Exactly,
you know.
And that's what I want to see.
Well, him being there.
That's basically also a dude that can fly. And
but yeah, but Batman's would, like,
dude,
he
this guy
not
could
safe,
be, yeah,
you know?
If, like, yeah, you know, if he suddenly turned rogue, you
which
know,
makes sense. It's a common just theme in a lot of the comic books too. It's like Batman
they
trust
talked
Superman.
About like in like Iron Man 3, they talked about it a little bit, but they didn't
like the damage
into, yeah,
in New York,
you know, stuff. But like the amount of damage that happened in New York and Avengers is pretty fucking heavy. Not even close to what happened to the two cities that, three areas, but two cities that took place in Man of Steel. Because, like, Smallville,
yeah,
that place got fucking ruined. I mean, they threw a train around.
I mean,
that
was a small area,
so
nobody really cared.
And they just fucked that Main Street up.
Well, people in Smallville, the gas station blew up.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, in the grand scheme, but when
Denny's
they went
got
to the
destroyed,
city,
yeah. It was an IHOP. Denny's, wasn't
it?
It was an IHOP.
IHOP, whatever. Yeah. It's the same
together.
Fucking thing.
No,
I'm sorry. Shitty pancakes versus greasy pancakes. My bad.
I'd rather eat IHOP than Denny's.
I agree with you on that one.
Oh, thanks
for
chiming in, weirdo.
Eric's still here. That's fucking weird. Anyways, and then obviously, like, Metropolis got fucking just decimated. Like, because
of that
those,
one
like,
thing, we kept pounding it and pounding it.
Well, not just
it.
Like there's the beginning, but also like the fight between those two. They took down parking
took
structure,
down buildings, parking
like,
structures.
Like, Zod kicked a fucking gas truck at him, LexCorp gas truck. Mm-hmm.
A Wayne Tech fucking satellite.
Yeah, he's got like 1,000 of them, it doesn't matter, but he took down one. Like,
that's what really pissed
him.
He's like this motherfucker.
I just put that one up. It's still shiny, has no like potholes from fucking shit flying around our planet.
You know what makes me mad every time I talk about,
you know what grinds
Man
my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears?
How shitty people talk about it?
Yeah, dude. And the other thing is, who was it on Kevin Smith's Fat Man on Batman podcast?
Nope, I'm not gonna say his name.
What's his fuck? No, not him. I'm talking about the guy who got mad because Superman killed Zod, snapped his neck, and when he was comparing it to Captain America 3, he was like, Captain America didn't have to snap anybody's neck, and he's like talking shit like Superman shouldn't do that. I was like, motherfucker, Captain America killed so many people
just in the first movie,
so many people, and or just in the first scene when he's on that ship. Like, granted, it doesn't actually show him snapping a neck, but it shows him throwing a shield off a motherfucker's face and then throwing him into the ocean.
I was going to say, he bounces the fucking shield off his throat and then kicks him square in the chest and slams against the fucking thing and goes over and drowns.
I'm sure he's not like, coming back from that.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Oh, and thought, let's see, not to mention all the people who got, who that he fucked, all those soldiers he took out when they were attacked on the bridge from the Winter Soldier for the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
and then, and so, and like, granted, the ideal Superman is, you know, well, the ideal Batman is he doesn't kill because it makes him, but I thought it was a genius way because Superman's a hard character to humanize a little bit because he's a god. So it's really hard to make him, you know, to be sympathetic towards the Superman character. That's why a lot of the movies weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see in that scene, I don't think there's any better way for them to convey the fact that he didn't want to do it. Zod was going to kill this family if he didn't do it. He was essentially killing off the last known person that could, you know, answer questions or help rebuild of his home that he doesn't know about. And, like, it's a really fucked up situation, but he did what he thought was right at the time, and he's going to have to live with that now. I thought that was fucking amazing because now I'm excited to see in the next one where's his state of mind after having to do that, after having to put through that.
Yeah.
And remembering he's been Superman for about 4 fucking minutes at that point. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
He's
like,
never had the ability to use that his full power against anything or anybody.
I agree. He tried numerous times to convince him that they could both coexist.
And Zod, because and it's cool, and because it's built into the movie, the reason Zod wouldn't listen, because it's in his DNA to do whatever means necessary to rebuild Krypton.
And he was technically right by Krypton. He was trying to sacrifice one planet to save his planet,
right.
Which is, it's a weird kind of fucked up, but kind of noble, like that's what he was supposed to do to save his people. And fucking Superman had to kill him. I think he had to do that scene. Everyone, so many people were pissed. I can't believe they showed Superman snapping someone's neck. Superman's never killed anybody. I'm like,
but he was left.
Oh, really? Ask Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Apocalypse got killed by both Batman and Superman.
He
so,
made the
boom,
best choice possible with what he had to face.
In a shitty situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it humanized the character now to the point where he's, you know, he's going to have serious fucking, like, he's going to have to deal with that. And people are going to fucking hate him now because he, you know, all the damage he did. And I was like, that's so fucking good. It's such a good way to start off, a franchise.
And it comes to the same problem we always talk about, is where the mass amount of people who go to movies, A, don't pay attention to enough of the plot because they're just there for the moving pictures and the fucking, you know, good-looking people.
But this was like the executive producer from Captain America saying this, and it felt like just cheap shots, and they only watched like half of the Superman movie. Like,
oh, it was Joe Quesada.
Yeah, Quesada, yeah.
And he because he even admitted, like, and I kind of, like, the reason I let him go and, like, unlike, and didn't, like, you know, completely shun him like I did someone else from that show I don't mention the name of, he even said he hasn't seen the entire movie.
Yeah, so, like, but for him to come out on a podcast, it's going to
get a New Yorker, though, so he's going to be
hundreds of thousands of downloads, and people are going to, like, listen and care about his opinion just to throw shit at a fucking great movie because his movie's going up against it and he wants to be more noble. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck you, dude. Like, I got so mad at that because, like I said, one, it was the best possible way to have that set up for the sequel. And two, Captain America killed so many fucking people, dude.
And
so many people.
And we don't know if Zod's actually dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Even leading up to that, though, I thought the whole movie showed a struggle of who he actually was trying to be.
Yeah.
He really didn't know who he was.
Yeah,
because
he couldn't fit. He didn't know if he could fit in either way.
Right.
Because he is different no matter what. Even if they were to rebuild Krypton, he would still not fit in because he's not built the way they are, because they're coded to only do one thing and only one thing well. He was born naturally, so they built it into the story where he would be an outsider on both ends.
Yeah.
Because even, like, to his parents, who were scientists, so they gave them a reason to want to be different. They wanted to experiment and see what it is. But, like, Zod, his one one focus is the fact that he needs to – it's the survival of Krypton. That's what he's there. It's what he's built, and that's why it's happened. But with Superman or Kal-El, he doesn't have that built into his DNA. He's free of – his mind can go anywhere he wants, but he was raised – to respect humanity because of his Earthman. Right. So, like, it gave you that, like, if you paid attention to the story, it gave you the reason that was a struggle. And
I
like he had to fight with himself. He was trying to subdue,
like,
Zod.
Even
I like the fact that they had the natural birth, too, where nobody else on that planet.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's what made him different, is because he was born naturally.
It's so hard, like I said, it's so hard to give a damn about a Superman story, a story in general, because he's so. Like an unfathomable, untouchable,
essentially.
Yeah, like, and even there's only a small handful of Superman books, comic books that I like and really enjoy, because it's so hard to give him conflict. But I thought the movie did a great job.
He wasn't confident at first, and he again was struggling to figure out who he was.
I think it's one of the best origin movies.
Oh, easily,
ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's top three for sure. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, so fuck Quesada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, you do cool shit, but that was a dumb thing for you to say. Yeah. And watch the whole movie before you say that shit.
Unlike someone else who's just a shitball in general.
Yeah.
I mean, the scene where he knows his dad's going to die when the tornado.
Oh, yeah. And so that was on the break room.
Fucking heartbreak
yesterday.
Yeah, right. It was.
That was on the break room. And I was like, fuck, dude, if you just don't listen to him for, like, 1 minute and just say, if he would just, fucking mad.
The same thing. He knew he could save him.
Yeah.
And the dad
all three of them knew they could save him.
The,
like, the mom knew.
Ready,
Like, oh, it makes
but
me so
dad,
mad.
Just listening to what his dad told him. And
He obeyed his father. And what happened? His father got fucking eaten by a tornado.
Like I said,
shark inside of a tornado. I'm not too sure what actually happened. I can't remember.
That's where they got it from. All right.
Sharknado stole it from Man of Steel. Those sons of bitches. Yeah.
The, like, Costner got eaten by a shark.
When we get done, we have to watch the trailer for High Moon. It's a new sci-fi movie. Joe's gonna love it because it has to do with the actual moon, like astronauts on the moon and shit.
That's cool.
But, like, are people on the moon? We'll watch it. It's gonna be interesting, and you should watch it too. Whoever's listening to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking to me? I'll watch it.
Are you gonna listen? I'm talking to you. If you listen to this episode later.
If I listen to this on Friday and I don't, watch the trailer afterwards?
Then I'll fucking hate you.
Okay.
Only you, though. The rest of the listeners, watch if you want. If you don't.
Well, let's wrap this up and go get some Fuddruckers, yo.
Whoa. Okay. This comes naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest was
Eric.
Yay. So that's it for this episode.
Enjoy your Fuddruckers.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that like Nerdist? Like with enjoy your Fuddruckers. Give us money.